Good afternoon. You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. The Columbus Podcast Festival takes place this evening and tomorrow on the Short North Stage. The event will bring in over 15 podcasts for live performances, workshops, and a do-it-yourself contest. Brian Doney is one of the organizers of the event, and he joins me now. Good afternoon, Brian.
Hey, Claire. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So what podcasts in the lineup are you particularly excited about?
I mean, honestly, all of them, because I didn't even know there was this many local shows. We had over 30 submissions for the festival, and that was a lot to pick from. We were able to get about half of our submissions in on this round of the festival. There were a lot of other shows that we couldn't have on, so we're really excited to have them on next year. But I would also say that we're also very excited to have Sawbones, Court Appointed, and Still Buffering to come and do this festival with us. That's really exciting.
A lot of the podcasts that you're featuring in this festival are based here in Columbus. Let's hear a little bit from one of them. This is from It's All Been Done Radio Hour.
Our first sketch tonight is Daniel Kravitz, Chosen One. Daniel Kravitz is a 30-year-old with a life he hates, running a store he despises. All of that is about to, well, not change exactly, but certainly get interesting.
So that is a radio serialized drama. How would you describe the podcasting landscape at large here in Columbus? Is that even a fair question to ask? Does the city have a podcasting scene the same way it has an art scene or a music scene?
I think it's getting started. I think it's just the fact that podcasting is relatively new compared to other arts and other scenes. But I think there was already a landscape. That's why I was inspired to set forth to do this festival, because I was seeing that there was there were already shows that were doing live shows here. We already had nationally touring acts coming into Columbus. They would either go to the Funny Bone or to one of the theaters around here. The mix of that and seeing that and finding out that there were podcasts about all sorts of different things that I didn't even hear about made me realize that there just has to be a lot more than what I'm seeing. So this was just a chance for us to get together for the first time and become that community. I think this is the community, what you're about to see. Like these 2 days, this is the landscape. This is what we have so far. And we're planning to have more. We're planning to do more because, you know, that's the kind of city Columbus is. And that's how we feel about ourselves. We want to do more. We want to be in your face. We want to connect with you. And that's the same spirit I think Columbus has been having over the last few years.
That's a really interesting way to put it. Help us understand the Columbus landscape of podcasts more broadly. We have It's All Been Done Radio Hour. What else is out there?
There's Guitar Knobs, which is a show about three guys who are experts in guitar manufacturing. They each bring like a different kind of expertise to the table, and they talk about the history of guitars, building guitars. So we have something as specific and as niche as that to something with like the Comedy Underground from WTMH studios, where they, you know, talk about comedians, talk about comedy. We also have Filibusted, which that's a political show with comedians on it trying to discuss politics. And they recently did a live election show at Shadowbox that went really well. You know, you get everything from politics to arts. Like my podcast, What's the Deal with Creativity, is about interviewing the artists and their creative process, the hows and the whys. So you have things from the arts to politics to interviews, and we even to niche stuff. And It's All Been Done Radio Hour. They're from Mad Lab Theaters, and they just record like a scripted radio show every month. And we're excited to have a show like that on the festival as well to really give some diversity and show there's all these different voices happening in Columbus right now. Like, that's the thing. We didn't create these for this festival. They were already there this whole time.
Brian Doney, thank you so much for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you so much, Claire.